We're live.
Not live. Yeah. That's not how podcasts work. We are recording. I pressed the red button, and our mics are live.
I about said we'll be live on Wednesday, but that's still not true. Hopefully it's true, but...
Last week it was Tuesday because I didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, Mandy asked me about that. She's like, hey, Dan, why is the podcast? Do I miss one? I'm like, no, I think Danny just put it out early because, you know, he fucked up.
I didn't get a day off last week, so I just didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, she's like, well... I was like, it normally comes out like Tuesday at midnight, so it's out on Wednesday, and now it came out Monday at midnight, so it's out on Tuesday.
I had the midnight part right.
I think we've discussed that before.
Oh, have you?
What is it? Hello. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm Danny Mullins.
Totally Shatnering this one.
You shut the fuck up, Robert. It's not your turn. Now I gotta start over. This is Hold My Beer. You happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
God.
Ah, fuck, I don't have an intro lined up. I'm sorry, guys. I'm Danny Mullins. You're listening to a podcast, barely. Chris, you're here.
I'm here. Yeah. I still don't have any serotonin.
Serotonin.
In my head from that chicken chalupa yesterday.
I told Robert about that.
It
the hell
fucked
are you talking
me.
About?
Taco Bell released a chalupa where the shell is deep fried chicken.
It's called the Naked Chicken Chalupa. So I had to try it because it's a piece of fried chicken stuffed with a taco, basically.
Sounds amazing. Why didn't we go to Taco Bell?
Because it's fucking garbage. I tried one, too.
Oh, man.
But I came into work, and Chris was fine. Good mood, ready to work. He ate that chalupa, brain dead for the rest of the day.
I know where I'm going for lunch tomorrow at work.
I love having a crushed soul.
That, and I'm pretty sure had we taken a detour tonight, he would have strangled you in the driver's seat.
I couldn't have.
Man, I was safe.
I couldn't reach him. I was stuffed in between the wall and the seat of the... Of an S10, it was very uncomfortable.
Swerved a little bit and been roadhead in the back seat.
Yeah, I would have fallen into your crotch. Robert, you're returning.
Yes.
Aren't you glad to be back?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. And I'm Yams.
I was getting there.
No, you weren't.
What? This is like
talking forever, and you're like,
no, you're not.
This is the second time in a row that I've been on where you introduce me and he immediately jumps in.
I gotta start getting to him second now. Sorry. I was going counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Chris sits on my right. Yams sits on my left. Okay. I'm sorry for stuff. Chris, you brought something to the table that I might be too much. We'll find out. Let's do it.
Oh, you want to lead off with that?
You told me you did.
Okay. No, we can do that. I don't really know why, but I had this great idea to look up one sentence suicide letters.
Dark.
Dude, that's amazing.
You have a weird
can
fucking
you
one.
Do that?
Yes. They
you're,
are online.
You're flagged by like the NSA now. You know that, right?
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, does it go past just... Fuck y'all, and then blood splatter?
Well, here, how about this one?
I'm pretty sure that all of our search histories are fucked because of our podcast.
Yeah, especially this one, because I'm always looking at people doing really dumb, usually illegal shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. And then the horror-themed episodes, I'm like, hey, who killed a bunch of babies?
Yeah.
You ready for the first one on my list?
Yeah.
Bring
go for it.
So that's it. That's me.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's a fucking enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a... Probably a mentally unstable man.
You want me to bring it down a
little
bit?
Within a chicken taco.
What? What's wrong with the regular taco shell?
Nothing.
Thank you.
It's
fucking fried
America.
Chicken. That's the... Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
We should change our national bird to the fried chicken.
I'm thinking that's the first thing that Trump pushed into when he got into office was for this chicken chalupa. Because it lines up.
It definitely makes Taco Bell even less Mexican.
That's why we build the wall out of them, and then they won't dare come near it.
What?
Mexicans will not come near that abomination of a taco.
So we don't need the wall.
Oh.
We just need more chalupas?
Make it out of those chalupas.
Oh,
got it.
He was talking about making the wall out of Mexicans, bro.
Whoa.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Do I look like Leonidas? No, I'm better looking. Thank you.
Then Gerard Butler?
Robert, you look like Bert and Ernie's aborted son.
I like how he said something and you insulted me. What the fuck?
Oh, I'll tell you what
just
happened.
Think about it. They had an ass baby.
Well, that explains a lot. Just hashtag roasted.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. You know, that hasn't
happened. He's been holding on to that.
There hasn't been a single roast joke like that since you've been gone.
Okay, right. You ready?
Is this one fun?
Yeah. Dear world, I'm leaving you because I'm bored.
I mean, I knew someone that lost their virginity because they got them and their partner got bored.
Well, yeah, that's
understandable. That's something to do.
Yeah, you usually survive like, that, though.
Turn on a PlayStation or something if you get yeah. bored, or turn on the TV, or maybe go for a fucking walk.
I don't know. There was a good span of about 2 years where I think I would rather kill myself than turn on a video game.
Really?
I'm just now, because I can't do it. I'm just now getting to where I can slowly play video games again.
No, there for a while, he would legitimately have a panic attack if there was a controller in his hand.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Let's just play simpler games. It's easier that way.
Yeah, play Mario, dude. It's fine.
Okay, this is probably one of my favorites.
Do any of these have the word Wii in it?
No, but I will tell you, because I went through and read some longer ones. I guarantee you.
You had too much fun with this.
75% of them ended with the two words. Good luck.
Good luck.
Like, fuck y'all, I'm out. Good luck.
The joy on Chris's face right now.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
Well, no, it's palpable in the air.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's because this one really does make me fucking smile.
Oh, we can see.
The survival of the fittest. Adios, unfit.
But he didn't survive. He would be the unfit.
Well, once again, these are suicide notes.
Adios. Oh, man. Well, say mine's just going to be my sign out. Just adios, motherfuckers.
Okay, of all of these, what's your favorite one?
I think. Oh, that one. I don't know if he can pick one. Look at the smile on his fucking face.
Yeah, who would have known that people killing themselves is what brings him the greatest joy in life? He has a son on the way, or a kid on the way.
Daughter, actually.
Daughter.
Maybe. It's not confirmed yet. I'm hoping for a dick.
Also, I'd like to have a boy.
Okay. All right, while I was looking up these, once I found, all the good ones, I decided to Google funny suicide letters.
Of course he did.
And I came across a couple. I think they're fake, but I really hope they're not. Hey, Ted, I'm hanging out in the garage. Literally, LOL.
If a person lolled during his suicide note...
That's the guy you want to survive, though. That's the guy you want to have a fucking beer with. Oh, that's a true loss.
Yeah.
That thing's my fucking hero.
Yep.
You know the ironic part? He shot himself in the head.
Probably, yeah. Okay, back to one of the more serious ones.
Oh.
My darling, may her guts rot in hell. I loved her too much.
That's actually creepy.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Was that a murder-suicide or just a...
I'm assuming so.
Right?
There wasn't details, it was just...
Like how just specifically her guts should rot in hell.
Right.
You know, if I had to write a one sentence, I'd be like...
Get there. We're doing a shoot from the hip shortly.
Oh,
save it.
Okay.
To my friends, my work is done. Why wait?
What did he finally take a
he
shit
clocked
after,
out,
days?
Went home, man.
Okay. Time to clock out into heaven.
What if he was a pastor?
I'm just picturing him like Fred Flintstoning it, like fucking sliding down the back of like a brontosaurus and then just shooting himself in the fucking face.
Okay.
With a slingshot, because they didn't have guns back then, Robert.
Right. I remember the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Fred. I just killed
myself. Oh, whoa!
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred. I just killed myself, and my body is under your bed. Am I joking? Go find out.
Wow. What do you do in that situation?
You go look underneath your fucking bed.
You if he's not there, you find him and kill him.
Yeah.
And then stuff him under your bed? Right?
No, you just throw away the note and push clothes in front of him. Just so
no, you kill him, you put him under the bed, and you leave the note there, so they're like, no, oh, well, it was.
We found out over the last 2 weeks that a mouse corpse will stink up a house for a week.
Oh, we knew that, because it's been longer than a fucking week.
Yeah, there might be a dead mouse on my wall. No, there's a pet mouse in the studio now, though. He's very friendly. He just comes around the corner, he peeks at me. I look at him, I'm like, what's up? He's like, you know, nods and set it up, runs away.
We've named him Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Cool.
The mouse.
Get a toaster.
What?
Mice love toasters.
Okay. I own a toaster, Chris.
Stay in here. It'll go inside.
God, well, who doesn't own a fucking toaster?
Well, I didn't for a while because a mouse went inside and I threw it away. If I can't see my daughter here, I'll see her from above.
Oh, that's sad.
That's like a divorce one, probably.
Why did
you know?
Why did you include that one?
Because I wanted to keep it real, man.
There's not an LOL in that one. I want my suicides to have LOLs in it.
Really? Think about that one.
I did.
Okay.
I know what I am doing. Annetta found out. Ask Kara. Love you.
Oh, he fucked some strange.
Yeah, he did.
You don't really have to ask somebody to figure that one out.
Hold on. He what? He killed himself because he got laid?
Well.
What the fuck?
Either that or he found out that she did. Because it said ask her.
Yeah, he says,
it says Anita found out.
He says, I know what I did, right?
Yeah.
So, I know what I did.
No, it says, I know what I am doing.
Oh, doing, never mind.
Anita found out, asked Kara, love you.
Hmm.
Worst part is, dude was only 13.
Oh, okay.
Bringing it down.
Yeah, thanks, man. Stop smiling.
I can't help it. I like it.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, man, okay.
There's so much backstory there we're missing.
Yeah. Give us one more.
Okay. This is my last. This is my last one.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Herbert.
I like the ones that are like, hey, bud, what's up?
No, you know that he's talking to Herbie the Love Bug, too. Chris would be the one guy that'd write a suicide note to a fucking car.
Always miss you, buddy.
This is his.
I'll miss being in you.
No, it wouldn't be a Volkswagen.
That's true.
It'd be American.
That's great, Chris.
Hey, Herbert, who has two thumbs and just killed himself? Then parentheses, it was handwritten, picture me giving two thumbs up. And then after, like, this guy with 3 exclamation points.
That guy had a good time with it. He did a shit ton of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to pull the sickest fucking prank of 2016, bro.
Yep.
Fucking, oh, God.
Jeez.
All right, let's do the shoot from the hip.
All right.
Do your one sitting suicide note.
Yeah, I probably didn't do this.
Mine's actually, it was Chris.
Chris, what's yours?
Thanks for the sex and the crippling depression.
Okay. That depends on who finds you, because, like, if your mom found you, that's weird. If anybody but your girlfriend found it, weird.
If you say so, I mean, it's whatever, man.
Unless you address it to a person. If you just
it
leave
big,
it
man.
As...
Herbert, thanks for the sex. Robert?
Hold my beer.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, hold my beer, there's Trump in front of a fucking train. Yeah, okay. That's, yeah, that's fun. The LOL one makes me win. Makes me win. I think wins. It makes life win. Except for that guy's. It's over.
Well, maybe he's the biggest winner of all. We don't know.
We kind of know he's dead.
But what's on the other side, my friend?
Well, in, like, every religion, suicide's, like, the worst thing you can do.
Except for Muslim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very specific thing, but yes.
Okay, that led to ISIS. That was weird. Robert, you got something?
Florida man allegedly shoots his stepson in a fight over a chili dog.
Is he Sonic the Hedgehog from
the
cartoon?
Did he get the fucking chili dog afterwards? Because if so, it's a win.
Yeah. I don't know if that's blood or ketchup, but I'm still eating that fucking chili dog. I had a cheese dog at the basketball game today.
Yeah.
Hit the spot. I ain't gonna lie. It's pretty good.
I like how Chris's response is, I'd do it.
Would you imagine him saying anything but?
I don't like that chili, man.
It's not the greatest.
Convenience store chili?
Yeah. It's not my thing. Man.
It's got something in it that kind of feels like meat in your teeth, but you know it's not.
Yeah, it's heart.
Yeah.
That's what cinchone sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. That's some type of heart. I can't remember what animal, but it's heart.
Let's go with lamb.
What?
Yeah. Coney sauce? Like a Coney dog? It's got heart in it.
Huh.
Original Coney sauce has heart in it.
So we're all kind of like Genghis Khan. Eating hearts all day? I'll get all the wisdom of a chicken.
That's why I eat Spanish dogs. Spanish dogs is actually just chili.
Yeah.
Oh.
I prefer my chili with no beans.
This is a fun conversation, guys.
Please say a Sunday night.
From suicide to fucking hot dogs.
Please say a Sunday night argument.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm just saying.
Please say a Sunday night argument that began over a chili dog led a 68-year-old Florida man to shoot and kill his adult stepson the next day.
It was an adult stepson?
Why not just let Gramps have the fucking hot dog, dude?
He's 68. That's not worth your life. Yeah. Well, unless you're Chris, apparently.
He's probably going to die in a couple years anyway. Just let him
then
have the fucking
chili
dog.
Then you can have all the chili dogs, yeah. You know?
Danny Holder.
Of course, he shares the same fucking name. Yeah, good.
Allegedly first threatened to shoot Randall Lowen on Sunday, but Holden's wife hid his gun in a dresser drawer, according to police. The two then fought again on Monday, and police say that's when Holder, age 68, pulled out another gun and shot Lowen, age 55.
I gotta back up, you old bitch.
What the...
Did you say he was six? Oh, it's a stepson. Okay.
Stepson, yeah.
He was 68.
That's like, that means he was like 13 when he had this boy. No wonder they're fighting over fucking chili dogs.
Holder has been charged with first-degree murder, obviously.
Yeah.
His attorney has said the shooting was in self-defense. Lowen's daughter, Chantel James, said in a statement that her father was, quote, was very good-hearted.
There's not a last name in this fucking story. Everybody has two first names.
Yeah.
They're all shifty bastards.
Or NASCAR drivers.
Or NASCAR. Vroom, vroom. Yeah, like Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter what he was going through, he made sure to help anyone who needed it, even though he didn't have much himself, James said. The suspect's daughter, Deanna Holder, defended her father and noted he was a Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
I'm not condoning what happened at all, but my father is a good man. Father and great-grandfather, Holder said. I'm in total disbelief and shock. The two had disagreements, but never to this extent. No shit.
One chili dog over the line.
Yeah. Who would imagine that would be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
A chili dog?
A fucking chili dog.
Well, that's how they got him into the Vietnam War. They said they took all the fucking chili dogs and he was fucking out the door.
Oh, I'm on it!
Well, shoot from the hip.
This is real life Boston Dad! Yeah, right?
Yeah. Shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
What food item would you kill over?
You know the magical turkey legs that heal you completely in video games? One of those. Like Streets of Rage, the chicken?
Yeah, no, yeah, I gotcha. I was looking for a real answer, but whatever.
I'm sorry.
Fucking nerd.
Lasagna that's not burnt on the bottom. That's important. It can't be burnt on the bottom.
I don't think I've ever had lasagna that is burnt on the bottom.
Yeah, how are you making lasagna, bro?
It's other people.
Oh.
You guys are spoiled, though. You've had my wife's lasagna.
Right, it's fucking yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. Next time we make it, Robert, I'll let you over.
Dude, it is painfully good.
Yes.
Painfully because you eat too much and your stomach hurts.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, realistically, you're pretty much just asking what your favorite food is. You just had to make it twisted because you're Chris.
Well, I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
A nice cold can of Fresca.
Fresca.
can I count like a nice cold Guinness from Draft?
Like I guess. Draft Guinness? It's a shitty answer compared to Fresca, but yeah. You.
Yeah. I like how we're talking about a story involving a 68-year-old man, and you're making yourself sound old.
Killing his 58-year-old stepson.
I want to shoot somebody sometimes because they fuck up a good steak. I mean, I would shoot a motherfucker over, burning my fucking steak.
That's actually probably the best answer.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because you're paying decent money for it. And the best case scenario, if they give you a burnt steak, is that you have to wait for a good one. Because they have to take it back. Everybody's eating around you. I'm angry now.
Yeah, James, you won this shit from the hip.
I order this shit very rare. You can't fuck that up, dude. Literally, it's the easiest fucking steak in the world to cook.
Yeah, you eat steak a little too raw.
Oh, no, I've eaten. It's good. Raw.
It's
I've done it before.
Oh,
it's good.
Yeah. You'd like steak tartare, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Never tried it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have a raw egg on top of it as well?
It's battered and slightly fried.
Oh, okay. It's gross.
You don't want to cook the meat inside, though. You just want to cook the outside.
Right, yeah. Ugh.
The meat should still be red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, was that the end of the story?
Yeah, that was, he's still in county jail.
Now, you said 68-year-old man.
Yes.
And 58-year-old son.
Or 55.
55.
So he's 13?
13 difference. But his stepson. That's the conclusion I had to come to.
Oh, it wasn't even his kid, then. That's not as bad.
He's like, I'm tired of that little prick. He's been picking my daughter, and I'm going to shoot him with a goddamn cold fucking cheese dog.
He planted the chili dog there. Turns out he's allergic to fucking hot dogs. It would have been a better story if he killed him with the chili dog, somehow. Or if he choked to death while he was eating the chili dog after shooting the stepson.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been fucking perfect, man.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Like, they just meet up at the pearly gates. Well, this is awkward.
Let's get into a fist fight.
No, just the old man bag-tag him as he goes in and off he goes.
Cutsies! Just walk right past
Start swings at his knees to bag-tag him. Because they're old, Danny.
Oh, sagging ball sack. Great joke, Robert. Chris, you're funny.
Thank you.
Knee knocker.
Knee knockers. Oh, yeah. Huh. Robert thought it was kind of rude that I referred to my wife's boobs as cans.
Why?
I don't know.
No, I didn't say that it was rude that you referred to your wife's boobs as cans. I said that I'm going to edit out the part where I call my boobs cans because it seems misogynistic.
Against you?
Did you just get back from marching in Washington?
What?
Where's your fucking vagina hat at?
You can buy a vagina hat?
They were There's wearing a whole bunch of march. Them. Yeah.
Oh, I want one.
No, you don't. They look retarded.
No, I'll get a vagina hat. You get a dick hat. We'll headbutt. And then we'll have
just
a forehead
ask,
baby.
Just ask Joel's dad to make you a hat.
That's true. He makes everything into a vagina. He's an artist.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, actually, he's an art teacher for an elementary school. It's kind of fucked up. But at least he loves weed.
So
I mean, fucking loves it. And tequila. Good guy, Chris.
So I was told this was fucked up. But we was getting ready to leave to come here. And me and my girlfriend was ready, but her son Jacob was like, taking too long. I was like, dude, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to leave you here.
Right.
He's like, by myself? I was like, yeah, it's called, just put you in the attic. And I was in the bathroom.
Chris, do you have an attic?
Well, this is where it's going. I was in the bathroom pissing. And I said, we don't have an attic. So I flushed the toilet, came out of the bathroom. And right there in that hallway, there's an attic door.
Oh, okay.
But it's painted and got trim on it, so you really can't tell it's there.
Right.
I'm like, Jacob? He's like, yeah. I'm like, look up. He's like, he looks up. I'm like, see that square right there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's the attic. He's like, what's up there? I'm like, you don't want to know. He's like, why? I was like, that's where all the other Jacobs are.
You didn't say kids specifically. That's all of the U's.
He's like, that's where all the other ones that didn't make it. I was like, buddy,
oh, shit.
I'm pulling for you. I'm hoping you don't make it up in the attic.
I'm doing this for you, okay? I'm toughening you up.
Yeah. I was told that was fucked up. I thought it was funny.
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, you didn't actually kill a kid, right?
Yeah, sure.
This
whatever,
is
man.
The first Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Satirical podcast.
Yeah.
Beer review.
Yeah.
And then we're going to... And then... That's what she said. Oh, my
Beer review. All right. This week, we're reviewing Wells Banana Bread Beer.
I am excited.
It's 5.2%. It's beer brewed with bananas.
Banana bread beer. It's dessert beer, dude.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
My only problem is...
It's only,
what's your problem?
It's only 11.2 ounces instead of 12.
Rip off.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's the only thing I found strange about it.
I have problems with the box.
This is also expired, guys.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's why it was only $2.49 for four bottles?
Yep.
Yep, August 16th. Or ooh. August 2016.
That's way out there.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll probably
it's not good,
live.
We'll go get our money back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Boom.
Ooh, lucrative fucking beer review. I like this. We should be fiscal. Like, we probably honestly could have written this off, said we're a real company, and, like, tax write-offs for all this fucking equipment we've bought.
Yeah.
And beer.
Oh, that'd
it
be amazing.
It would be a tax write-off, technically, because it is for the business.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need that kind of power in my life. It corrupts, absolutely. And by corrupt, it would corrupt my liver, absolutely.
So, I do have a problem with the box, though. Because it's got, like, these two 50-style, like, housewives or something on it. It says, the greatest thing since sliced, and then just an ellipses.
Bread. Sliced bread. Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. I'm proud of you right now,
you know,
man.
Beer's like liquid bread.
No, let's take a moment.
Well, I'm sorry. They're bitches.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
You fucking ruined it. I got one this week. I was like, I realized something. You refer to all women as bitches on the podcast. He's like... Yeah, probably. I just walked away. I was like, okay, that was enlightening. That was an enlightening conversation. And, because we're...
Yeah, they look like 50s pinups, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the art of the box.
But on the side of the box, it says, be the hit of the bake sale.
Oh, no, hold on. I just found this new fucking slogan for the podcast. Pour yourself a slice.
Oh, damn.
Pour yourself a slice.
That is good.
Of what?
My dick. I don't know, man.
Well, liquid bread for the 13th time.
Yeah, makes sense, I guess.
All right.
My secret ingredient, hops and malt.
All right. Oh,
that one was really disappointing.
Yeah.
Be the hit of the bake sale.
Robert, you are blessing us with a toast this week.
Blessing us with a toast?
Yeah.
All right. Here's to staying positive and testing negative.
I like yours.
Yeah.
This is god fucking terrible.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. James is confused or angry. I'm not for sure which.
Hold on.
Oh, he's swishing her eyes. He's becoming a connoisseur.
I guess.
It just tastes like fucking beer. I mean, it smells really good, but...
There's a kick of banana there. Yeah.
No, I don't taste it, unfortunately. I was wanting that.
I mean, the banana.
It even has, like, a banana being peeled and inside's a fucking beer. So I'm thinking...
It's clever,
it
I know.
It says it's brewed with beer or banana. I'm like, it's going to have a banana taste.
Well, no, I know the problem, actually. You got to put butter in it and then microwave it. And then it'll be good. That's what you do with banana bread.
Yeah.
Robert, you look confused.
Yeah, because that's...
Not microwave it.
If it's cold,
just
you do.
Just for, like, 10 or 15 seconds, just to make it slightly warm.
Yeah, just like it's fresh baked.
Yep.
Yeah, you
just
melt
like
the butter, Robert.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. Just like pumpkin bread, you piece of shit.
You know what's better than pumpkin bread? Pumpkin roll.
Nope.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I got all that cream cheese filling,
nothing,
man.
My grandma's pumpkin bread is the fucking
shit. Oh, yeah,
shit.
It is. It's the shit.
Like, I'm not big on pumpkin rolls.
I like pumpkin rolls because they're cream cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I was young and quite a bit heavier, if there's cream cheese in the fridge, I'd take a knife, slice off a corner, and just shove it in my mouth. I'd love cream cheese.
I thought you were just...
Really?
It's bland.
What do you smear on your bagels?
I don't eat bagels.
I just burped a little bit and still tasted banana. This is awesome.
I thought he was going to bring up lox.
I think it needs to be colder.
No, he can have bagels. They're kosher. The fact that you got racially profiled in Chicago still makes me laugh. The fact they brought you a kosher breakfast. I'm super happy. For you. Yeah. Actually, for us. For the three of us.
It makes you kind of privileged.
Because Jewish white. People have been so privileged.
No, he's no longer white. He's now considered a minority because he's Jewish. Even more privileged than before. White bastard.
I don't know if that's how that works. You're playing both sides of the fence, and it's kind of offensive.
Yeah,
I guess.
Offensive, yeah. Chris, you were saying stuff with your mouth?
Yep.
Besides the fact I think that beer would be better if it was colder.
Maybe yeah,
that's
probably.
What it is, but yeah, I just don't taste the banana or anything in it. It just tastes like a beer.
Now, what was it you had us try before recording?
Oh, what we had before was Coca Brown from...
Kona.
Kona, yeah.
It was a Kona beer that we've done Kona before, but it was the Coca Brown.
They even had an IPA really that I liked. The Kona itself. And then you tried, the one that was brewed with coconut.
Yeah.
And I hate coconut.
I dislike coconut.
That
myself.
Beer is good.
Yes.
Yeah. We've tried, five different flavors of theirs now?
Unfortunately, I only had one, so we had to just sip on it. Yeah. Just between the four of us, but it was good.
One beer doesn't go very far between four
adults.
And
it was a really dark brown, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was good, though. Everything they've tried. I can't remember which kind they had. It might have just been like their regular lager. It was fucking fantastic.
There's only one I haven't tried, and it was like the seagrass or some shit like that. I don't remember what that was.
That sounds disgusting. Yeah. Made with real snail.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, honestly.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I do have... I'm just going to read this headline because the rest of it fills in itself. Florida man too fat for jail.
James. Did your mom move to Florida?
Oh, no, she didn't make it that far because they would have sent her ass fucking back, I tell you what. No, we can't have this. Florida's land of the beautiful people. Take your ass back to fucking where you're from.
Plus, she keeps on trying to kill people with crock pots. You can't trust her.
Yeah.
Or did she get hit in the head with a crock
she
pot?
She got hit with a crock pot and she stabbed the motherfucker.
That's
afterwards.
Her kryptonite, right? Yeah. But the crock pot has to be filled with baked beans. That's the only way to fix her. Otherwise, it just bounces off.
Speaking
that or meth, one of the two. Oh, okay.
Speaking of baked beans.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my mom.
No.
It's a funny subject.
Well, this is worse. Before we came over here, we left Yams' house to go eat and then come here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the house, and I cooked a couple quesadillas, pepperoni in them. You know, trailer park style.
Yeah, the widest of quesadillas, yes.
And, she was still in the kitchen cooking, my girlfriend was.
Uh-huh.
And she made Alfredo, okay?
Go on.
Pasta with Alfredo sauce on it.
Okay.
And baked beans.
What the fuck?
Okay.
What?
She's pregnant. No, listen.
Mixed in together? No. Separately.
Separate bowls.
Okay.
Well, that's getting better.
She went back for seconds of the Alfredo.
Right.
Shit herself.
No. I told her she was going to shit herself.
It seems like the only way the story can end.
Well, it's more disgusting. She gets seconds, right? I see her dip it into the bowl. Then she goes to the fridge and pulls out a yellow bottle.
Fucking mustard?
Honey mustard.
Okay, hold on. I put honey and brown sugar into baked beans when I've made them for people, but I've never put mustard. It's more of a ketchup thing you put in.
James.
There.
It went in the Alfredo.
Oh my fucking god, that's even worse. We're gonna have to have a talk after I get done
here.
You're
gonna call a fucking exorcist. There's Jesus something in there. I remember when
she's not pregnant, she got a fucking tapeworm.
That doesn't mess with your taste buds.
Hey, but it's a female tapeworm.
Oh, you're gonna be such a proud papa.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a beast of a child though.
So
No, hold on. When my sister-in-law lived with us, the deaf one. So it was a deaf sister-in-law, and a blind wife. So I was living see no evil, hear no evil, but it was not funny.
It was the handicapped version of Three's Company.
Yes.
The ugly handicapped version of Three's Company.
You just called my wife ugly. Fuck you. Never once did she put fucking honey mustard in Alfredo. All right?
I didn't say that, man.
Anyways, I came home one night and there was...
She's a good bitch. She's one of the good ones.
Technically, your wife would be the blonde of the Three's Company group. Because you're ugly.
Susan Sarandon?
Yeah, that's the one.
Suzanne Summers.
Whatever.
Susan Sarandon, someone totally different.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Nah, they're all the same.
I think they're both blonde, though.
Hollywood
Suzanne
actors.
Summers has a Thighmaster.
Yeah, she did, actually. But anyways, I came home and there's this pot of, like, it looked like some sort of noodles mixed with, like, smoked sausage and shit. I was like, well, that's cool. Shana cooked. I took a bite. It was fucking Alfredo noodles. Like, that the round kind of hollow noodle.
Okay.
A penne noodle. It wasn't Alfredo sauce. It was ranch dressing.
Oh, my God. I think I would have thrown up
with
in it.
Fucking smoked sausage stirred into it.
That's
turns out my sister-in-law made it. I fucking threw up
have
in my
you
kitchen
not,
sink.
You know what? Don't eat
I'm
anything
not,
she makes.
That's when I learned.
I'm not surprised.
That's when I learned.
She made like a K-Pops one time. I'm like, I ain't eating that shit.
Cake Pops?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she probably shoved a roofie in yours.
I wasn't going to eat that shit.
She seems a bit rapey.
Yes,
she
does.
Seems a bit cat lady. What the fuck
Dude,
are you talking
she,
about?
She fucking, she tried to fuck Robert so hard. I came up with a neat song. You want to hear it? Bree wants to fuck Robert. Bree wants to fuck Robert. Bree wants to fuck Robert.
Don't
ass.
Robert. I mean, you like cats, right? Because, yeah, I mean, you'd be set, bro, because she's bound to fucking have a couple.
Did your sex life write a suicide letter? And if so, I want to read it.
No, it came in an email.
It just said, fuck no.
I don't see why they use so many exclamation points, but
he's
I
fucking
I get...
dick castrated himself.
Okay. So, I can segue Danny's story into the story I'm going to tell, because it must involve some nasty-ass food. I went to your daughter's basketball games today.
Yep.
Okay. Well, in between the games, one of the girls came out and started was yelling for the coach because one of the players was throwing up in the locker room. Okay.
I gotta hear this story. It's good.
It turns out one of the girls decided to take a shit in the bathroom in the locker room, which apparently is like a no-no.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't do that in the community fucking shit.
Right. People have to
smell
that.
Well, apparently it stuck so bad that another girl went in there and threw up.
She was unable to make it to the toilet, barely made it to the stall, threw up on the fucking toilet.
Age range?
13, 14.
Eighth graders.
Yep.
Fucking amazing, dude.
Something went caustic in that poor girl's stomach.
What the fuck did she eat?
I don't want to know.
No, fuck it. Shoot from the hip. What could you possibly eat to make you shit so bad somebody else throws up?
Whatever it was, cooked it.
She ate fucking fettuccine or whatever, or Alfredo, with honey mustard in it, and mixed it with the ranch smoked sausage fucking noodle slop, I guess is what you could call it. I swear to God, I was over at my in-laws.
Poor old Dances with No One.
That's her Native American name, Dances with No One.
It should be Dances with Cats, because I'm telling you, she's going to be a fucking cat lady, bro.
I know.
You know the cats don't want
to
do that.
She fucking hated it. Like, she would say something to me on Facebook, and I would send her fucking, like, 15 cat lady memes until she stopped fucking mentioning me. It's like, don't fucking talk to me. You're fucking weird. Stop it.
Her suicide letter would read, the cats didn't.
Who was that? Was that you?
Oh, God, Chris.
Oh, that's great.
I was going to say, the cats never said no. I was going to turn her into a cat rapist, but I guess that works. What the fuck? Anyways, I went to my in-laws for, like, Thanksgiving dinner. Her parents. And I was talking about that noodle slop I fucking found. And they're like, a good cook. I was like, no, she's not. She's like, a very good cook. I was like, I've had her food. It's fucking terrible. And I told her that recipe. She's like, a good cook. And walked away.
There's a point where denial goes too far.
Yep. That's just blind denial there.
Yeah. You got an answer, James?
A what?
What you could possibly eat to make you throw up that much?
Oh, man.
Or no shit that bad. That
shit that bad?
My apologies.
Throw up.
No, I don't think I've ever eaten anything that bad.
I'm thinking like
had...
a homeless person. You ate a homeless person?
Yeah.
And that homeless person had eaten three dead cats.
Yeah, I was going to say that homeless person high on Jankum.
I'm thinking a chicken chalupa.
Nah, we've been there, man.
No?
I did shit three times this morning. And that's unusual.
I'm just saying, yesterday was a good day not to carry my gun.
He shot himself through the chalupa and into his mouth. It was fucking weird. He put the gun in the chalupa shell like it's still like taco meat.
Like, yay.
Take a big old bite.
Just bite down on it.
Yeah.
His suicide note is obviously, this is as far as I go.
Written on the back of the receipt from Taco Bell. I'm glad it didn't last into the next day. Or did you wake up with like a chalupa hangover?
Kind of, yeah.
Everything was in a haze. You still didn't really feel like living?
Right, yeah.
Good.
So do I get to answer that shoot from the hip?
Of course.
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to go with B's vagina. Yeah.
That you're just dead. You don't even get a shit.
Yeah.
I imagine, like...
Your tongue just jumps down your throat to avoid it.
I imagine it's like the acid from the Aliens movies. Just eats through everything, including steel.
Yeah.
Are you talking about something you'd eat or her vagina? Because it's her probably vagina. The same.
Yeah, he's talking about the vagina, actually. Yeah, when we went to King's Island, dude...
Her pussy's the Toxic Avenger.
No, because it did some good in the world.
Toxic Avenger and Swamp Thing had a baby.
There's some fucked up stories I will not be able to tell until my wife loses her hearing, I think. But, man, it sucks because we had a whole string of her sisters moving in with us. One of them, when she moved out, left her fucking vibrator. So that was gross. Had to burn that with fire.
Which one?
I mean,
because you got to realize, I mean, me and Danny are brother-in-laws and everything, and they have like six of them and a brother, so.
Yeah. It's good times. What do you do?
Is that the same picture?
Yeah.
Only the first one was decent. The last one's got a tiny little ass.
You yelled at me for being on the internet.
It's a two-man podcast.
You're looking at pictures of asses, at least.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
In time. Like, just...
Anytime.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hop on Pornhub if you hear in the background. Fucking, I'm playing gay porn. No, he said,
what does gay porn sound like?
I don't know.
It seems like it'd be really loud and hurty.
Angry.
Yeah, like angry.
Grunty.
Yeah, really
now,
grunty.
Now imagine it being German gay porn. They're fucking taking over something.
All right, so I am Germany. Your ass is Switzerland. Or not Switzerland.
France?
Your ass is Poland. And I'm going to invade. I made a fisting motion in case you guys were curious at home. You got something to go into, Robert?
Festivities.
Well, this is a story that I found, and Chris actually knew a little bit more about it before I read the story. Stitches.
Yes.
My boy Stitches.
Out of selling, bro! That guy.
If you have it,
what you going to do with it?
What you going to do with it? If you don't know who Stitches is, I would ask you to actually... Can you get on YouTube?
Image search his face.
Now get on
Starting.
YouTube.
No, start with the music.
Get hold on. I have the perfect phone. Answer for this. No, you're not playing it.
No. Just a little bit.
No, hold on.
No.
The best way to get into Stitches is to get on YouTube, look up his music video, put on subtitles and mute it. Because then you get all the expressions, you get how angry he sounds, and you get the lyrical content, which involves the lines such as, I love selling blow, mm-hmm. Put my brick in your face.
What you gonna do with it?
I'll send it in the mail, and it ain't mayo.
Yep.
Oh God, what else? He ends the song screaming that.
Yeah.
This guy has stitches tattooed coming out of his like off of his mouth.
Yeah, he
has
an
AK-47.
Got an
AK-47 on the side of his face too.
On the right side. Above that, he's got a spider, and then the words "fuck a job."
Oh, good.
He's got a teddy bear on his forehead.
Hey, man,
that's
new. His rap career was funded by him selling blow, so he didn't fuck up too bad.
Calling it a career is a little bit of a stretch.
Man, he can pay for it.
With cocaine?
It doesn't matter.
Chris, do you want to go into what you know about the story? Because I've got the TMZ story up here.
Okay.
Right.
From what I heard, I don't know exactly what happened, but I know the jackass was parked in a handicapped parking space.
Yes.
Which, you know, that could be debatable. He might need that placard.
Wheels.
Okay. And I don't know if he was in the car or not, but I know when the cops went to ticket the car, they seen drugs and a gun in the car. And he ended up getting arrested for it.
Well, his license plate actually does just spell out coke. So they kind of had a good segue in the, or a good reason, I mean.
Does it say what kind of car he drives?
Well, here, let me just read the story from TMZ.
Yeah.
According to the police report, officers spotted the rapper's Porsche pulling out of a Miami Whole Foods lot Wednesday night. Cops immediately recognized Stitches from previous arrests.
It's
has a unique face.
It's hard not to recognize Stitches.
So he got profiled.
As Stitches!
This is
I'm
what
just
it,
saying. I mean, he's...
This is what it says.
He got profiled. What the fuck?
fuck.
This is what it says in the article. He has a unique face.
That's a good way to put it.
And asked if he had a gun. He said no. However, he did immediately hand over a rolled up, slightly burnt joint, according to cops. So he handed the cop his previously lit joint.
Right.
When they searched the car, they found a Glock under a seat and two magazines of ammo. Cops say he apologized and said he thought they were asking if he had a gun on him, not in his car.
No, officer, I don't have a gun in me. Not what we asked, H's.
Cops say they also found a mason jar filled with 39.2 grams of weed and one oxycodone pill. No prescription.
Not just one pill?
Yeah.
That's weak.
He was booked for felony gun and weed possession.
Huh.
They didn't charge him for the pill.
He was also...
The drug possession.
He also didn't get charged for the being parked in a handicapped parking spot.
Well, to be fair, the guy he was selling drugs to was in a wheelchair, so he thought that gave him the right to take the handicapped spot.
I mean, it's curbside service.
That's true. He's just been a good drug dealer.
Yeah.
But I can't shake the fact that, I mean, number one, he sticks out like a sore thumb, so selling drugs has got to be hard for the man. Number two, he's yelling, "I love selling blow," while he's probably handing them cocaine. I don't think he can help himself. Like, hey, man, it'll be $35. I love selling blow! Thanks, man. Here's your change. All right. You like buying blow! All right, man. I'll catch you on the flip side. And then he gets in a fucking Porsche. Just fucking wheelies off into the sunset. What an interesting life.
Until the cops profile you because of your face.
Well, yeah, profiling. The man that they've arrested 37 times got profiled. Yeah, that's right.
I'm saying they automatically assume he's doing something bad because he is who he is.
Technically.
He was illegally parked. And
just saying,
he was
pulling out. He'd already. They didn't catch him. They didn't give him a ticket while he's parked. So they can't give you a ticket unless you're there. Okay, that's been eliminated. Okay, that's just you being a dick at that point in time.
That's like walking.
But when they just pull you over because you are who you are. It's fucked up.
Maybe that's like walking.
I mean, what other word is there for it? I didn't know what other word to use.
His entire life is like walking into a police station and just being like meth, meth, meth. I love meth. I'm on meth. Buy my meth. You know? That's his life.
And then when he's getting booked in, I love selling blow!
You did that like Otto from The Simpsons.
I'm not doing it this
thank
time.
Thank you.
Okay. But you know what? Just for that, Metallica rules!
It's been a while, actually.
Yeah.
Wrong podcast.
Okay. So, I should have brought this up earlier, but when I was Googling the suicide letters and stuff like that, you know how like it'll show all the...
Related searches?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you search for this, you can also search for these. It might help you. The third one down was how to write a suicide letter.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I clicked on it.
Of course you did.
Okay. Because you never know.
This is a suicide-heavy podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to read you
Don't do it. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get help.
Then and Now Productions official stance. Don't do it.
No, that's not our official stance.
No, it,
no,
is.
It is.
As the owners of the production, yes,
be,
it is.
Or are you getting in trouble?
Oh.
Or at least, don't do it inside. That's good enough, right?
The people that fucking shoot themselves inside a house are the most inconsiderate assholes. Because somebody's got to clean that shit up. I've been that guy. I don't want to wipe your fucking brain off of a wall.
Well, I mean, I got a story for shooting yourself later.
Okay.
Like a story to shoot yourself to?
No, not quite.
Like background suicide noise?
Okay, so I'm going to read...
The how-to.
The opening paragraph on this website.
Yikes.
Do you want to kill yourself one day? Of course you do.
That's a pretty big assumption.
With this being the beginning of another academic year for college students, why wait for the pressure of finals to get here when you can get it over?
It's kind of like looking up at how to write a proper essay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming this is satirical.
Right. Right.
Yes.
I hope.
I seriously hope.
Why wait when you can... When you can get it over with now and open up an additional spot in that worthless class of yours. Okay. Then I guess some of the tips. Guideline one, be extremely brief. One sentence.
One sentence suicide letters. Hmm.
Guideline number two, be funny.
LOL.
Yes.
Hey,
guideline
Herbert.
Three, Herbert. Be cool about it.
Be cool. Oh, thumbs up guy.
Yeah, like Fonzarelli.
Oh, that's how I'd kill myself. Hey. I'd punch a jukebox and then... I don't know, have it fall on me, I guess? It while wearing
no,
you
punch
jacket.
Through the glass,
and then you
wrist,
jump a shark.
God, damn it! you punch a shark.
Guideline 4: be mysterious.
Why?
Well, why not?
Okay.
Guideline 5: have your note serve a purpose.
Like locating your
body.
Yeah,
like blaming someone else. I guess find your body works too.
Chris did it. That's. I'm sticking with that one.
I probably didn't do it.
One quick question for you specifically, Ames. When you punch that jukebox to kill yourself, what song comes on?
Oh, that's
I'm thinking Don't
Bullet.
Fear the Reaper.
No. Bullet by Fire. Hollywood Not Dead.
I don't know that song.
We should pause and let you listen to it.
Only if you promise to do it.
Pause it.
What, fucking kill myself? What the fuck?
All right, so this is Shoot from the Hip.
It is now.
Okay. Creep from Radiohead.
I hate that fucking song.
Most people do. That's why it's perfect.
But it still gets so much radio play. Why?
I actually like the song.
Why? Is it because you're a creep and you're a weirdo and you don't know what you're doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know if I know the song, actually.
I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
I don't know the song.
It is fucking terrible. It's boring.
I don't listen to a lot of radio.
It's an older song.
It's Radiohead.
I don't like Radiohead. Yeah, but they play it on the radio, Robert. Was that a bad pun?
Kind of.
I hate it. Chris?
I'm going to go with the Macarena.
I like it. Do you finish one round of the dance before you while you're bleeding out?
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you flip your hands, blood goes spraying fucking everywhere.
Yeah. I changed my mind, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Easy come, easy go.
Well, yeah, see, the Macarena
wait for the bish still not, and then you just fucking pass out.
The Macarena actually makes sense because I have a traumatic childhood experience of dressing up in a horse costume and dancing in front of the entire student body and parents the following night.
And a little
Why?
Brother.
Wait, hold on. You need to elaborate. Why did you do that?
Because Miss Kirby's a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why you hate Miss Kirby?
Oh, that is definitely why he hates Miss Kirby.
She made me dress as a chipmunk. I didn't get that bent out of shape about it.
He was there to play the violin. He wasn't allowed to look at his violin. He had to be a horsey. And then a bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was never allowed to play at any of the concerts. He had to be an animal.
It was the Easter Bunny first.
You were the bunny!
Apparently I did too good of a job, so I had to be the horse the next year.
You would have fucking been there, that's right.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah.
We went to Jones at the same time. We just didn't know each other.
Danny, I'm 4 years older than you.
We went to the concert, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, bro. I didn't see a thing.
You should have. It was
yeah,
magical.
Yeah, so if you remember a horse or a bunny doing the Macarena or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
oh, yeah.
I remember we did a Beatles concert. We did all Beatles songs. And she let me be on stage, but she told me if she seen the bow hit the strings, I was getting an F in the class.
Did you have stupid fingers like your brother?
No, I just
I had to tell the story about Kelly. He was going to teach me guitar.
Yeah, no. And, I just had
he told me I had stupid fingers.
Stupid fat rolls, and she didn't like them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a terrible person.
She just kept me around to move the piano. Yeah.
Everybody has a use in the orchestra.
You were Sloth from the Goonies.
I was.
To her.
Chunk loves Sloth.
Why nobody love Chris?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that same website.
Oh, jeez.
Here is a list of other people, places, or things to blame your suicide on.
Oh, shit.
I like this.
Number one.
I'm blaming President Bush on mine.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
That's about as random.
Number two.
It's Trump's suicide note.
The WNBA.
The WNBA.
Yes. Good fundamentals.
They have the best.
Yeah.
The only reason why.
Number three. Vegans.
Oh, hell yes.
That would might be mine. If I go to blame anybody, it's going to be fucking vegans because they pissed me the fuck off to the point where I stab them in the neck with a broken beer bottle.
This is making me want to do it because I want a Stone Cold Steve Austin, two beers above my head, say fuck vegans, and then just off myself.
Number four. New Jersey.
Yeah, that's lame.
That's anybody from New York there.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. Any Body by Jake product.
Don't get it.
Body by Jake. I guess it's fitness stuff.
Okay.
What, like my yoga pants are too tight, so I'm killing myself?
No, I don't know.
Is he that crazy black guy that does that extreme workout shit?
Tybo.
Like the P90X?
Tybo? I don't know.
Or P90X?
I don't know.
P90X.
Who the fuck
would
is Jake?
Get me to kill myself.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, the next
None
one.
None of us are in shape.
How about Jake from State Farm?
Dude, the fucking Verizon...
She sounds hideous.
Can you hear me now, guy?
Yeah. He works for Sprint now.
What the fuck happened?
The time that needed to elapse for him to actually be in somebody else's commercial now has. It's been like, what, 20 years?
I don't care. Get him back, Verizon. It's not right. He didn't even say, can you hear me now?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Not the one I saw.
He says, you may remember me as the guy that used to say, do you hear me now? That's how
he's self-aware.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Terminator.
Yeah, kind of.
We should be alarmed.
Except he's effective at his job.
Or like a poor actor that needs money.
Yeah, that's more
actor's a strong word. He had one line.
Yeah. He walked around and smiled otherwise.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Anyway, next on the list, the Lifetime Channel.
I can see it. Yes.
Or ABC Family.
No, Lifetime Movie Network. I fucking hate that channel.
They have one of those?
Every time I go to my grandma's, that shit's on. I'm like, why the fuck do you watch this trash?
I like my stories.
This is fucking garbage.
The Hallmark Channel would be on mine.
See, that would make Kelly mad, because I'm pretty sure they show...
Oh, K-Factor jerks off to that shit.
Little House
on the Prairie.
I was stuck in the country once. I was stuck living in the country outside of Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. Okay, little shit fuck town. And we didn't have cable. Because nobody ran fucking cable out to the little BFE, so we had bunny ears, and one of the three channels I got played fucking 2 hours of fucking Little House on the Prairie, so I was stuck watching that shit, me and my cat Seth. So.
Fun fact, Little Shit Fuck Town is on the sign going into that town.
They can't afford a sign, Robert.
Population 102.
And that's highballing it, yeah.
America's Little Shit Fuck Town.
Oh, it's horrible. A
couple of those.
They have one gas station. Hold on. Here is a great story while we're talking about Dunkirk, and I lived out in the country outside of there. I lived with my cousin and his wife and their drunk friend, okay, who was a grown adult. I used to beat him up because I thought it was funny.
Of course you did.
I was 14. Mm-hmm. But one time we all got really drunk and decided I was the least drunk of everyone. I was 14.
Right.
I drove into town. I was elected to drive to the gas station so we could get fucking munchies when we were all drunk.
Holy shit.
And then
shit.
Drive back.
Oh, wow.
How fucking awesome is that?
That is impressively dumb. What am I looking at?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say it was a story of good decisions. But, yeah, that happened. So that was a part of my life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. It's very bad.
Hey, you know what, though? We made it into fucking town. We got our fucking snacks. And we made it back to where we were fucking living. So we're good. You know what I mean? It was an accomplished adventure.
Yeah? They have, what, a half of a cop, probably?
I think he only worked between 9 and noon in the morning. So, I mean, it's whatever.
Fucking 3 hours of work.
It's fucking Jay County, so.
Yeah. All right. All
right. Next on the list?
Yeah.
France.
All right. A little random.
Man, the only thing that I go
James
for
liked that one.
The only thing they got going for him is French fries. Okay? Just... Take it for what it is.
You
I mean, freedom fries. You can go there and you can find... Hold on. You can go over there and find, like, a very attractive woman, but then all of a sudden she has hairy legs, hairy armpits, and her teeth look all fucked up.
And no deodorant.
And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I can't remember.
You're like, bro.
That's actually a false stereotype. I'm just throwing that one out there. That
Which
is
one?
That, the fact that they don't shave and
Oh, no, that's only
deodorant.
Become popular in Western culture. That part of Western culture only become popular in the last 10 years, bro.
Oh, no.
There are still people
that
don't fucking shave over there. And they're
shave.
Proud
There's
about that,
that
shit.
People that don't shave over here. What's
yeah,
the fucking
it's
point?
Fucking gross.
The majority of
That's
them do.
That's what my point is. It's fucking nasty, bro.
It's pretty gross.
The majority of them do and have
Our
for a while.
Our big stance is we don't really like a whole bunch of bush.
Yeah.
Not anymore, no.
Then
in
our
the
pants
70s.
Or in the Oval Office.
That's a lie. Bring them back.
Then and Out Productions' official stance.
Trim that back. Bush. Out of your pants, out of the office. No bush.
Okay.
No bush.
The last two reasons. The last two things to blame for your suicide. White Chicks on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
I know my wife fucking likes that movie.
Hate that movie.
And the last one?
Yeah.
White Chicks on DVD.
That is like one of the worst movies ever made.
I never watched it.
It's horrible.
Don't.
It's no, I'm not garbage. Going to. I'm going to live my whole life. There's our
it's
first commentary track,
in,
Chris.
In,
white
in,
Chicks?
Hold Boss on. White Chicks.
Hold on. It's two black guys in whiteface in drag.
Yeah.
Just, that's
oh, yeah.
enough.
The Wayans brothers.
Yeah, I know the premise.
We're not going to add
fucking
that
terrible.
Fucking shit on top of it. That's a whole other level of shit.
Terry Crews is the
so
best
bad.
Part of that movie.
He is. Good.
Cheeseburger
Terry
Eddie?
Crews is good in everything he does.
Yeah,
very true.
Except for Idiocracy. I hate that movie.
Oh, no. I love that movie.
Oh, really? I can
stand
it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, me and Chris told a guy that we didn't like that movie. He's like, well, you just don't get it. It's satire. Like, it's the most blatant fucking satire there ever has been. There is nothing to get.
It slaps you in the face with its satire. Yes.
I got legitimately pissed at that guy. Like, you don't get it. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously?
Oh. No, I understand.
I just like him as the president, though, kind of. But I just did not like the movie.
Getting the end of, 22 Jump Street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not understanding that it's a fucking joke upon itself that they've made 20 times in the fucking movie.
Right.
To be fair, this
it's talking about how much money it's all costing as it's happening and stuff.
You know,
it's
a sequel.
To be fair, this cocksucker could watch a documentary on the Civil War and think it's satire.
He did not know the meaning of the word satire.
Ooh. All right. So at the bottom of that website, there was a link that matches our shoot from the hip. That is the top 10 songs to kill yourself to.
Top 10 list.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if we got some of them right? I wonder if Macarena's
on
there.
I'm just saying mine is actually about, it's an upbeat song about suicide. It makes you happy to listen to it.
That's true, yeah.
What's that one? Extension Cords? Yeah. Or what's the ICP song where he's sitting in the chair with his thoughts behind him?
ICP song with his thoughts behind him.
It's on Hell's Pit or Shangri-La.
See, I don't remember.
I'm willing to bet that the Eminem song Stan is on there.
I don't know.
That's too.
It's too on the nose.
Too on the nose. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a story. You're not going to be able to hear the whole story, and then you'll die wondering how it ended.
Unless you do it right at the end.
That's true. Oh, that's fucked up. Bang.
Never bought a suit in my life, but you know you'll all look nice when you go to meet God.
It's true. Oh, God, is Christmas Shoes on there?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because that song makes me want to kill myself.
It makes me want to kill someone.
Yeah.
That's 90s. Lord. I'm going to fuck you with my voice singing.
Oh, God. I hate that fucking song so much.
I
had to help him out because I'm so fucking great. Fuck Christmas Shoes. It's the worst song ever.
Christmas Shoes. Yeah. You could say anything with that. You could say the most docile
thing. I'm a
tiger
and I'm going to fuck your face.
Yeah, it all amounts to, because of the voice, I'm going to fuck you. And she was a hearty Christian girl.
I do feel like you want to have sex with me.
Exactly.
It's because he does.
Oh, I know.
Okay. You can put that out there. I mean, it's not a hidden statement.
We came awkwardly close
Robert,
in the back of that S10.
Yes.
I need you to sing in that style, okay? One of my little roast jokes I had written down from a while ago.
All right. Is it one about me?
No.
Okay.
It's about Danny.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Is it about my receded hairline again?
No.
Okay.
Danny, you're the only guy I know that would get ass fucked in a female prison.
Let me see.
It's all scribbled and shit. I've changed it up. It's just, Danny, you're the only guy I know that would get fucked in a female prison.
Ass fucked.
Hey, yeah.
Danny, you're the only guy that can get ass fucked in a female prison.
I feel violated.
Okay.
What the fuck? You're an asshole, Chris. James, you're the new co-host. So, done. Executive order.
And I'm Yams.
Executive order.
A beer.
All right.
You'll get introduced first. You won't have to introduce yourself ever again.
Number 10 song to kick.
Cheeseburgers in Paradise! Fucking Jimmy Buffett? What did you do?
I was talking to him, man. That's great.
I don't know if anybody could actually hear what happened at home because it's very.
I accidentally hit the link and it started playing.
It was
I was trying to scroll down.
All of a sudden, we just quietly heard.
Cheeseburger in
Jimmy
Paradise.
Buffett like, Cheeseburger in Paradise!
That's number 10.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, because you're going to go to Paradise and have a cheeseburger because you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
Have a cheeseburger.
That is so dumb.
Number 9 Bacon. Is a song I actually like. I still like to this day, and I probably shouldn't. Butterfly by Crazy Town.
I'm a butterfly. Sugar.
Okay, yeah, I know.
My lady. Come, my lady.
Yeah.
That song's fucking garbage.
Why is that?
If you're feeling nostalgic, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Or, I mean, I figured if you're going to kill yourself, you might as well be coming as you do it. Come, my
that
lady.
That song's not actually about masturbation.
It's not?
Nope.
Is it about sex?
Yes. And love, as much as that weird, frost-tipped, angry, shirtless man could feel it?
Sure.
Yeah, that fucking song.
Ba-da-bow.
Number 8, NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Bye Bye Bye.
Little on the nose.
Yeah.
I just picture him doing the hand wave from the music video. Or if you could hang yourself in a way that looks like marionette strings.
Do the puppet. You pulling the puppet.
Hold my beer, I'm going to do the puppet. Just offer yourself at a kegger.
I don't know number seven, but Robert might, because it's Radiohead, Pyramid Song.
Pyramid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I only like Creep.
Yeah.
He's lying.
He only is Creep.
Because I'm a
creep. Yeah, we got it, thanks. I fucking hate that song so much.
Number six, Where the Party At by Jagged Edge.
That's not even a song.
I don't even know that
or
one.
A person,
Jagged
right?
Edge was a hip-hop group in the 90s.
You're thinking of Crisscross.
No.
Although Jump would be a pretty decent one. Crisscross would make it jump off of a building. Well, that's what the Van Halen song Jump's actually about. That might as well just jump. It's about jumping to your death. It might have been like the first like upbeat suicide song, actually.
Oh, maybe.
Because Suicide Solution by Ozzy wasn't exactly upbeat.
I guarantee you that there's some operatic song that's upbeat and do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's all about slitting your own wrists.
Yeah, probably.
If I was to do Suicide by Overdose, I'd do it to Snowblind.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song.
I'd do it to Buck Cherry's Cocaine.
That's true.
I'm on a train! And then I died. Fucked up, guys.
Who else sings a song called Cocaine? Cocaine.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I would do it to that one. Oh, hey, much better.
I wanna get down. I'm sorry, what'd you say? Oh, it's Lit Up Again.
I said it's much better.
Than Buck Cherry's Lit Up? Are you fucking stupid?
Eric, I like Cocaine.
I know. Buck Cherry's fucking garbage. I'm just messing with you.
Yams, what's your favorite Cocaine song?
Brick in Your Face by Stitches. I mean, come on, guys. What the fuck?
What you gonna do with it?
Holy y'all shit. Just like glanced over that one. I'm like, that's an obvious one, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Number five.
Obvious. Number five.
Sex Machine by James Brown.
Okay. I'm a sex machine, and I'm super bad. Just
like, get up! Get on up to the top of a building, and once again, I'm going to ask you to jump off. Seems to be the general consensus, or the theme here, I suppose.
I'm changing to number four, because I think I'm a better writer than whoever wrote this article.
Of course you do.
Number four. Oops, I did it again. Well, Britney Spears.
What was the original?
That's another Britney Spears song. I'm not a girl.
Not yet a lady?
Not yet a woman.
I mean, I guess that's the
Oops, I did it again is way fucking better.
Oops, I shot myself in the face again. This time, I
Oops,
think it's going to
I took a fistful of pills again. God damn it.
Oops, I killed myself again.
Yeah.
I'm tired of fucking waking up. Every time, every night he goes to bed, he's like, well, time to kill myself. And he thinks sleep is death. He wakes up like, damn it. So the next night, well, I'm going to kill myself again. Takes a fucking nap.
Number three. Number three.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Scrappy. Head Bussa.
What?
B-U-S-S-A.
I don't...
Are they?
Bussa?
Do we
There's
know?
No T?
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
I don't either.
No wonder they're killing themselves.
I don't think he killed himself. He might have.
He might have.
To his own song?
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic? Is... Don't you think? A little too ironic.
There you go. That's Is that number one?
It is now. Fuck it.
No, but number two's a real whammy. It's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
Rest
me
in peace, George Michaels, I guess. I don't... Is that how he died?
Like, how were people surprised when he came out as being gay?
I'm not sure, honestly. It was a simpler time.
Really,
I was more surprised when I found out Prince fucked chicks.
It was the 80s. Everything was neon collars.
I guess.
Oh, man.
I figured he was gay and just really good at what he did. Hey, good night songs. All right.
Okay, given the attitude of this list, what do you think number one is?
I really hope it's Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
It's not.
Then it's wrong.
Yeah, I'm with James on this one.
I don't have a fucking clue. Yeah.
It's Van Halen.
Jump.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
If that was the number one, why was Highway to Hell on the list?
I don't know.
Or Stairway to Heaven. Or... I don't know, man.
Stairway to Heaven, I think, would be, like, not to, like, go, hey, guys, this is totally the song, but Stairway to Heaven, come on.
Not to say it is the song, but kind of the song, guys.
Yeah.
That's the same thing we do with the Charles Manson thing. It's like, I was not raped until I was raped. It's not the song, but it's totally the song.
I mean, because then you also have, like, Knocking on Heaven's Door and shit like that. Just...
This is my favorite Guns N' Roses song. It's not even their song. Oh, I shouldn't say that to you. You actually really like Guns N' Roses.
I do.
Yeah.
Knock on Heaven's Door isn't Guns N' Roses originally?
No, it's a cover.
I didn't know that.
You do now. Yeah. So it was they actually had a good version of Live and Let Die too, which is a Paul McCartney
song. Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
I actually like Paul McCartney's version better.
That's fine.
With Wings.
Wings.
No, that was the name of the band.
I know. But, you know, it's like their only good song.
I thought he was talking about a TV show.
I didn't say that I like the entire band.
Kind of sound like that.
I just thought he was talking about TV show Wings.
That was a TV show.
Yeah, for a while.
I liked Limp Bizkit's version of Behind Blue Eyes better than The Who.
Hold on, hold on. We're talking about Limp Bizkit. You got to go with Faith.
Oh, yeah.
That song.
Wouldn't it be nice if I could touch your body?
Their song is, I know, their version is way better.
I got my way. It's funny because Fred, I love it because Fred Durst doesn't really sing it.
Isn't that a cover too?
Yeah, George Michael.
Yeah.
George
Michael,
yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. We're talking about that. I mean, they did a way better cover of something else.
Yeah, because the chorus is, get the fuck up! It's so fucking terrible.
No, how bad did you just spike the fucking mics?
Oh, not hard enough, my friend. Oh, God. Limp Bizkit, man.
Not as bad as Fred Durst spiked his career with that shitty sex tape.
Who?
It was already done.
Wait a minute. Who did?
Fred Durst has a sex tape.
I don't think I would have watched that.
I bet it's depressing.
Do you know what a fat Brett Favre looks like?
Well, yeah, fat Brett Favre. I mean, his last years of his career. I mean, come on.
Imagine that, having sex with Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, if that happened, it was because Roethlisberger... fucking raped him. I mean, come on.
Danny just about spit took all over our equipment, guys.
Oh, I have a towel. Don't ask me why I have a towel.
Bitches always got to wipe off when I'm done.
Thanks, Chris.
He calls his knuckles his bitches.
See more action than you.
Your knuckles?
Yeah, they do.
You fucking badass.
I'm just saying.
You think you're cool? I jerk off constantly.
If I wasn't here, I'd probably be jerking off. I mean...
I'm still trying to shake the fact that one time he texted me a screen grab of...
of him jerking off?
No, Donald Trump sex parody video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, isn't that the one that I brought up on this podcast?
I don't fucking know.
He made me feel great again.
We did the pilot episode for Top Dead Center. Released it as an episode. Hold my beer.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to edit the shit out of Chris because his normal cadence and speech, he talked like Donald Trump. He'd be like, and then had a big moment. Okay, and then, okay.
And it was perfect. It was great. It was amazing. Amazing.
Best truck I've ever seen.
It
was because after every sentence, he's
like,
you're
going to like it.
Okay. And yeah, I was like, holy shit, I never noticed that in person. He's not like that on this episode. I had to edit out 37 okays.
Okay, so question for you.
Yes,
okay,
I will be running in 2020.
I'll vote for you.
Okay, now that question's out of the way. Do you find it different to actually host a podcast?
Oh, yeah, fucking sucked.
You didn't like it?
Uh-uh.
And you're about to start your own podcast.
Yeah, that's when I found out I didn't like it. Yeah.
He said if he doesn't like it more on the second episode, I have to take over.
I'm more of a colored commentary.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
White's not really a fucking color, bro.
Being the host of a podcast and about to start a second one, it is definitely a different way of carrying conversations. Because you have to be the one to drive it.
Mm-hmm. You're funny, Danny. They suck.
No, I agree. Especially where that one's information-based, and I'm trying to... relate information to someone that doesn't know the information. And
that's how Then and Now is.
The information is me.
Same with Then and Now.
Not every episode, you ask. That Supergirl episode was a little rough.
He spent about, 75% of the time looking at random shit on the internet?
60%, maybe.
Cool.
I just, man.
I called him out by the end of it.
Called me out the next episode. So, all right. James, you said you had something to close us out with.
Well, kind of. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a closer, but I can end with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a guy. I didn't really get to read the article. I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it. But all I could find is the news video where they interviewed the guy. And I don't know. I'm going to say he's from fucking Florida because it fucking sounds like it. But
it's probably a safe
assumption. This man, his name is George Fath. Okay. And
it's literally one letter away from fat.
Yeah, it is. He's not necessarily skinny either, but I mean, you know, whatever.
It's also only one letter away from faith.
Yes. But he was out trimming the weeds by a rock in the middle of his fucking yard.
As you do.
You know, because instead of just throwing it out of the fucking yard, because it ain't big enough to be like a decorative rock. It was just a little shitty fucking rock he was too lazy to move.
Okay.
He finds a bullet.
Okay.
A bullet. Just a single 9mm bullet.
Not a casing, an actual
bullet. No, it was a full...
A live bullet.
Yeah, live bullet, you know? And he thought, well, I don't want my kids finding this, so I'm going to dispose of it.
So his thought was,
I'm just going to crush it with my hammer.
This person's a genius.
Oh, man, he is a smart motherfucker, because right after he smacked with his hammer, it shot him in the fucking gut.
Holy shit. About
3 inches up into the left of his belly button.
What the fuck?
He shot himself with a bullet.
So wait, he aimed the bullet at himself and then hit it with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, well, I didn't want my kids to find it, so I figured I'd dispose of it.
Yeah, because if the kids found it, they could do something really stupid, like hit it with a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't have enough velocity to really do much damage.
It went through him.
Yeah.
He has a bullet wound in his fucking gut.
I've seen the video. They literally just put a regular Band-Aid on it. Like, he doesn't even have stitches. Like,
I love selling blow!
Right,
God,
now,
can we
he's
get
a little
stitches
bit smarter.
To be our mascot?
It would be wonderful.
I'll pay
That's
him.
Like
I don't
a dream
give a fuck.
Come true.
For this podcast, maybe.
You don't have to pay him. You just got to buy Coke.
Off of him.
Yeah.
And let him fucking snort it. It's really weird. I just hate when
compliment
he gets
his fucking
AK
tattoo.
Do what?
Just got to compliment his AK tattoo.
It's a nice gun you got there. The teddy bear is a nice touch, you fucking weirdo.
I probably won't be on that episode. Throwing that out now.
That's probably best for your asshole.
I love raping Jews.
Is that seriously? Yeah, I'm not going to be on that episode.
Okay, well, that's actually one of his lines. Fucking terrible. Holy shit. All right. Anybody else got anything to add to this? I'm going to say episode.
Oh, yeah.
Epic saga, even. Did I hold my beer?
I don't think so. Not right
Are we
now.
Walking into the light now?
Yeah, kick on fucking Running with the Devil. We're doing this.
Because I'm a creep.
That's the worst fucking song. I fucking hate that song so much. Right?
Yeah, this is
What
just...
the hell am I doing here?
What are any of us doing here, man?
I don't belong
Shut the
here.
Fuck up. Jeez.
So now that I'm a...
mute your mic if you sing it again.
I don't belong here.
You're three, right?
No,
yeah,
two.
I'm four. Don't fuck around.
So do I still got a podcast since I'm a Ghostbuster now?
I mean, it's up to you. We don't get paid. It's a hobby, technically.
What?
Ghostbusting or podcasting?
Podcasting.
Both?
So I'll
Both, technically.
So I'll get paid for busting ghosts?
No.
If you can find one and actually bust it? Yeah, I'm assuming you would get paid. They did in the movies.
Yeah. Thousands upon thousands of dollars.
And those are documentaries, right?
Yes.
But not the 2016 one, right?
Yeah. According to Galaxy Quest, anything on film is a documentary.
God, I love Galaxy Quest so much.
Is that the movie with
Tim Allen and Dana Barrett?
Alan Rickman.
Oh, Jesus.
And Dana Barrett, yeah. Have you not seen Galaxy Quest?
Oh, I've seen it.
You don't like it?
It's got its moments.
Oh, I love that movie, dude.
I'm not a...
Plus, I still have this weird thing for Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, nope. Same here.
Pop a bone hard for her.
Nope. Like, even in Avatar,
I go the
where she's
way. It, like,
noticeably older,
inside of me.
Totally would do it.
Yeah. The first Alien movie. She's in a white wife beater and white panties. It's a good time.
Yeah.
A little bit nipple.
I don't know. I don't see it. It's not me.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I always thought she was very
attractive. No, I would. Only in the scene in Ghostbusters when she's floating above the bed. That's the only time.
That's because you're into
when
the freaky
shit. When she's a demon.
Shit.
Yeah.
A demon dog in a human body. Like, yeah,
no.
I did it.
That's Danny, have you ever fucked a demon?
No.
Then don't fucking knock it.
I guess.
There's a reason that there's the term fucks like a demon.
That's not a term.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Fucks like a demon?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that. No.
Yeah, it's because it's not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I ain't never heard it.
It's because it's not a thing.
It 100% is.
No.
Yes.
No?
Yes. You're just wrong on this one, Danny. It's a term.
I mean, it could refer to, like, a succubus.
Yeah, or someone that lights you on fire post-coitus, I guess.
No, that's called Charizarding.
Charizarding. Okay, good. Good. Anyways.
Birdie Man.
What is it? Bram Stoker's Dracula or whatever, where the vampire's fucking all those chicks on the ceiling and shit?
I don't know, man.
You
watch a lot of weird porn?
That's a Keanu Reeves movie, and yes.
It always looked really fun.
That's the one where Gary Oldman has hair boobs, right?
Is that Little Nicky?
No.
No.
Oh, Gary Oldman.
Yes. Yeah. You play Dracula.
Yeah, I think.
This is why we just end shows sometimes, guys.
All right, man.
Did you bring up Ghostbusters
Danny,
for a reason?
Your name is.
Danny Mons. Your name is.
Robert Fowler.
You do yours first.
Oh, AMF. Adios, motherfuckers. I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Yams.
I'm Robert.
I'm Chris Mullins. And we'll hold your beer.
You didn't seem sure. Like, I don't know if I trust you to hold my beer right now.
Danny, no, that's probably not a good thing.
No.
I had a chicken chalupa the other day, man. It fucked me up.
Hey, Danny, hold my beer.
No.
Oh, what's that thing? It's like, that fucking naked chicken chalupa, like, just did away with, like, 6 months of Zoloft. Like, I feel like I'm just starting my medication again. It's
a pro-psychotic instead of an anti-psychotic.
Yeah, I guess.
You guys are, like, really selling this. Can we go to Taco Bell after this?
It's really terrible,
it's
man.
It's not good, man.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I want to go to Taco Bell, but for something actually good. Though,
you make it sound great. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? Is it good or is it bad?
It's bad.
Well, then say bad things, because you ain't done that yet.
What have we said that's good?
Oh, being psychotic's fun. I mean, you're fucking missing the point of that.
You
being
don't
a
need
fucking...
a damn chalupa for that, James. I bet you. Creepiest laugh I think I've ever heard in my life. What the fuck? Yeah, all right.
I did
you
get
was saying, if there's a button, I'd push it.
There's a button right there. Stop button. Press it.
I did get...
You hit the wrong button. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
Get the fuck I away did get a there. Roast joke in on all three of you, though, so...
That's you, on all three yams. Of us? You didn't get yams at all.
Yeah, about his mom moving to Florida.
That was a hashtag roast.
I mean, dude, I roast my mom harder than that. Come on, bro. You gotta come out with some real shit.
He's tried to literally roast her before.
No, shit. If she gets around me, I'll go set that bitch on fire.
Why are you shoving an apple in your mom's mouth? You'll see.
You know, fucking roast that hog. Goddamn. You know what? We're not gonna eat it. We're gonna throw that shit away. Waste that fucking shit.
I call it practice cooking, not murder. I don't call it murder, that's for sure. It's practice cooking. I don't want to get rusty. You did used to be a chef. You need to stick
it. Yes, exactly.
Goodbye, everyone.